जवि हरि गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धरि यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीर बन चारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहरि गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर हरि राधा माधव कुंज विहरि गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर हरि यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीर बन चारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहरि गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धरि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहरि गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धरि हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna
Hare Hare,
Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare
Ram Hare
Ram, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare,
Hare
Radha Gopinath Radhe, Radha Gopinath
Radhe,
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radhe, Radha Gopinath
Radhe,
Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Haribo 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 Haribo,
Haribo Haribo Hari bol, Hari bol. गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि हो जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपाल की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Sri Hare Krishna. Spend our happy to see you all this morning. Good morning. It's a good morning. You're all okay, happy?
Haribol!
I don't know how many of you said Haribol. So those who did not say are not, maybe not happy. Or those who said louder, they are more happy. Then we say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You heard about that? Chant Hare Krishna. If you are not happy, then what you should be doing? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Sounds, Bankya, close this. And chanting is chanting makes us happy. How is that? Why should chanting make us happy? What would you say? What is the connection of chanting and the happiness?
Chanting Hare Krishna is not different from Krishna. Then the soul connected to Krishna is automatically
there. Very good. Good answer. Hare Krishna is Krishna. And Krishna is is a source of happiness. Krishna is what?
Source
of happiness. He's source of everything. He says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha. And certainly, he's also a source of happiness. In fact, he is made up of happiness. Lord's existence is happiness. Lord is described as Satchidananda. Lord is Satchidananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda. This is made up of these three things. And one of them is Ananda. Is full of Anand. Is made up of Anand. He is Anand. He is happiness personified. Really, and Lord, when some of you are sleeping, I don't think you are meditating. It's a good morning, so some are taking advantage of good morning. Let us sleep. When Krishna appeared on Janmashtami in did he take his birth in Vrindavan? Mathura. Okay. There's a distinction. Those who know more, they know. Yeah, he was not born in Vrindavan. Mathura was his Janmabhumi, and Vrindavan is his Karmabhumi. Then overnight he was transferred from Mathura to Vrindavan Gokul. And the news was spreading all over Braja Mandal. They got a Braja Mandal. Braja Mandal. And people were running to Gokul to see the baby boy or bless him. So those who did not know why all these people are running to Gokul, so they were when inquired, oh, what is the matter? Where are you going? Okay, we are going to Gokul. Why are you going to Gokul? So they were saying, Nanda ke ghar Ananda bhayo. You have heard this in Hindi, Brajabhasha. Nanda ke ghar Ananda bhayo. Nanda ke ghar Ananda bhayo. Bhayo matlab hua. Happened. Anand has happened. Anand has appeared. Anand is there now in Nanda Bhavan. Or someone has filled the entire Nanda Bhavan with Ananda. So they were not saying, baby boy, Krishna has taken birth. They were not responding like that. But they were all saying, Nanda ke ghar Ananda bhayo, Nanda ke ghar Ananda. Anand has taken birth. Anand has appeared. Now, he is there now in Gokul, in Nanda Bhavan. That is why we are running there. You may like to join us also. So Krishna is what? He's Ananda. Krishna is Ananda. Krishna Ananda. There's one devotee's name, Krishna Ananda. Krishna's Ananda. Krishna gives Ananda. Krishna is full of Ananda. Happiness bliss. So as we chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then what happens? Then that anand, that Krishna's anand, or Krishna is anand, is full of anand, is source of anand. Then we, the chanter also, chanter of the holy name also, becomes happy. He experiences joy and happiness. So that is why we say chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So Krishna is only source of happiness. That anand has to reach the soul or touch the soul or fill the soul with that anand. A soul has to experience that anand. So that happens, or that only happens when we are well connected with that source of happiness. When we are properly connected, linked with Krishna, with source of that happiness. So that linking with Krishna, this happens when we practice yoga, bhakti yoga. The yoga means link. Yoga means connection. When we are properly connected, then we are yogis. Yogastha hari hari bo, yogastha kuru karmani. So before we perform any activity, Lord says, in fact, if you want to perform some activity, some service, you want to make connection with the Lord, then be yogi, yogastha, yogastha, situated in yoga. Stha, stha means situation, like a grahastha. You heard the word grahastha? Yeah, few grahasthas here. They're situated in griha, so they're grihasthas. Or gramastha, situated in gram, village, or gramastha. So likewise, those who are situated in yoga, they're called yogastha. The yogi is called yogas, because he's yogastha. The yogastha kuru karmani. Yogastha, situate yourself in yoga, and then kuru karmani, then you perform your activity. Then that is perfect activity, that is art and science of performing the activity. So for all those activities, chanting of Hare Krishna is also, is that activity? Chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, wow. This is activity of prime importance. For the souls, or for the souls in this age of Kali, in order to become happy, it is strongly recommended that we perform this activity. We perform Harir Namaiva Kevalam. Harir Namaiva Kevalam. Chant Hare Krishna. You want to be happy, and of course, who is that person who doesn't want to be happy? So anyone in the world I haven't met, I have traveled, I was told I have traveled all over. I was just now in China also. But I haven't met one person. I'm yet to meet one person, and one person who does not want to be happy. So every single person in this world wants to be happy. So, son, you should be happy. That singer in the West from America is no more. Michael Jackson. How do you know? I just heard while I was in China by an American devotee saying that Michael Jackson's mother said, son, you should be happy. What should I become? And mother said, son, you should be happy. So he made, well, that was his goal. I want to be happy. Okay, I want to be doctor, I want to be engineer, I want to be jawan, I want to be kisan. So what is the purpose again of becoming this or becoming that? These are the different means. Goal is what? Goal is to become happy. Goal is to become happy. What, would you agree with that? Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. Hari Hari. Everyone wants to be happy. So for the soul, which everyone is, then we say chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Be devotee of Krishna and be happy. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is in that activity, that means to become happy. Or that yogastha kuru karmani. Or the chanting has to be performed as or after we have situated ourselves in yoga. Yogastha kuru karmani. Every activity that we perform should be yoga. Our yogastha, after situated in yoga, we perform the activity. Then that activity is perfect activity. And we are linked, well, Lord is this way. Then we are linked with the Lord. Then we are yogis. And then then yogis will become happy. Mm-hmm. As the link with the yoga is a link, a linking with the source of happiness, and then certainly you will be happy. So Lord, who is full of happiness, we want to make sure we get that happiness. It is now in possession of the Lord. And we want to get that. We want to possess that happiness. We want to make that as our property. Our property also. The Lord is also... Now you want to be peaceful, well, happy, peaceful. It says, Lord is Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam Padmanabham Suresham. Lord is Shantakaram. His Akar, Shantakar. His Akar is Shant, is full of Shanti. Again, he's made up of Shanti. So if you want to be Shant, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant. Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta is Nishkam Ata Eva, therefore he is Shant. So if we become Nishkam Bhaktas, Nishkam Bhakta, then we will also become happy, and we'll become peaceful. So the happiness is with Krishna, peace is with Krishna, his source of happiness, source of peace, source of everything. So how to link with that Lord, how to make connection with that Lord? And that connection is made as we chant this Hare Krishna chanting. And connection is made. Then that happiness will flow from Krishna, the Paramatma or Vibhu Atma, to us who are Anu Atma, means small Atma, tiny Atma. Vibhu means Mahan, Paramatma, great Atma, and we are also Atma, but small, tiny jivas, atmas. So when that connection is re-established, that link is re-established, then we'll be happy. Or when we learn this art of linking with the Lord, making that connection with the Lord, establishing the relationship with the Lord, then we'll be happy. Happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABCs. Happy, happy we shall be when we learn. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, it is a beginning. It is an initiation, initiative. We take initiative. Initially we start with chanting It begins with chanting. And as we chant, then happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABC. So when we learn our chanting, or we learn our the proper way of chanting, so Krishna is that the storehouse, Krishna is that powerhouse, Krishna is powerful, right? He's a powerhouse, he's a powerhouse. So the power goes or flows from powerhouse or the generator. Power is generated by the generator. From powerhouse or from generator, then power goes right here. The fan is moving. What else? There's a light bulb there. You could see your tubes. And a few. Yeah, some manifestations. Is that a clock also? Is that running because of power? Power supplied by that powerhouse is making so many things work, function, operate. So we want to also, our soul, we want to see that our soul is functional, it is operating, it is working. So in order to do so, we will have to connect our soul with source of powerhouse, source of power, source of energy, source of happiness, source of even jnana, sat chit anand. Lord is sat chit anand, Lord is eternal. We also want to be eternal, we don't want to die anymore. We want to keep existing without having to go through so many changes, one body to another. So sat means Lord is eternal. So soul wants to be eternal. Punarapi jananam punarapi maranam janani jathare shayanam. We want to become free from this. So Lord is eternal, so that eternality, we want to also achieve that. We also want to become eternal. And it is our birthright also to be eternal. It's our birthright. It's a birthright to be eternal. Or in fact, that is also our nature. To be eternal is our nature. But to be full of knowledge, that is our nature. By nature we are full of knowledge. I'm talking about happiness. It is our birthright to be happy. For by nature we are happy. So we're talking, Lord is made up of He is eternal. Lord is eternal. Lord is full of knowledge. Lord is full of happiness. And we, the souls, parts and parcels of the Lord. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Jivas are sanatan. Jiva bhuta sanatanaha. living entity Sanatan, and as we are Ansha, the parts and persons of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, are also in us. The quality of the Lord is, Lord is eternal. We are also eternal. As a soul, we are supposed to be eternal. Lord is full of knowledge. We are Lord's souls, children of Lord. Like father, like son. Like father, Bap, Vaisa, Beta. So we Beta, we are all sons of the Lord. So Lord's qualities are in us. The Lord is eternal, we are eternal. Lord is full of knowledge, and we are also full of knowledge. Not as much knowledge that Lord has, but it's enough for a soul. Soul is full of knowledge. That's enough. That's full. No emptiness. Cannot be compared with Lord's knowledge, amount of bliss that Lord enjoys. So these qualities are there, in fact, in us as souls, being eternal, being full of knowledge, being blissful. But we are not experiencing that because we have lost the connection. Okay, fans are there, all electrician came and he did all the wire fitting connection, the tube and everything installed. The powerhouse is there, wherever powerhouse is, powerhouse exists, and all these apparatuses or appliances are also there in the house. But there's no connection. There's no connection with the powerhouse. Will the fan work? It's just common sense or just a simple thing. Powerhouse exists. And all these electrical fan, freeze, this, that also exists. But the connection is not made, then they will not function, they will not work. So the connection is important. So we exist, Lord exists, but there is no connection. We have lost the connection. We have lost the relationship. Some short circuit has happened. So then we will not experience being eternal, being knowledgeable, being full of happiness or joy. This experience will not be there if we are not connected with the source of happiness, source of knowledge, source of that eternality. So that connection is called yoga. That connection is yoga. The whole, the talk that Krishna gave one morning, on that morning in Kurukshetra, Lord spoke to Arjuna. And the theme or the topic was this yoga. Lord talked about yoga. And same thing we are talking. Word Krishna spoke, we are repeating that this morning. That idea's time has come for us That day was Arjun's, that day also was called Mokshada, Mokshada Ekadasi. Mokshada, the giver of liberation. So who became liberated that day? Arjun became liberated as he heard Krishna speak. Nasto Moha. And Arjun heard, he also said at the end of that dialogue or Krishna's speech, said, Nasto Moha. Oh, I am free from illusion now. Nasto Moha. Smritir Labdha. I have regained my memory now. Sitosmi, I am now properly situated. Gata Sandeha, I am free from all the doubts, which is very important. Becoming free from all the samshay, all the questions, all the doubts. So Arjuna says, yeah, I am free from that. And so now I am ready. Karishe Vachanam Tava. I am ready to obey your command. Your wish is my command. Arjuna was hesitant in the beginning, reluctant in the beginning to fight. But as he heard Krishna speak, then he was ready. So for us also, for the soul to be prepared to work for the Lord, serve the Lord. Yeah, we also need to hear that same speech, Bhagavad Gita's speech, the song of God, if we hear. So we are, I think we are doing a little bit of that. Hearing from the Lord. This is not our speech, although it is, we are in the middle. I'm in the microphone. And you are hearers and I'm speaker. But this whole speech is, it is coming from the Lord. We are just via media. We are in the middleman. Or nimitta matram. We are just a nimitta here. We are passing on whatever Lord said. We are passing that on to the assembled souls here. So the Lord's, in his sense, he talked about yoga that day. The song of God was about yoga. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana. Shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mataha. Lord said, towards the end of sixth chapter, the very last verse of the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord said, of all the yogis, the bhakti yogi is the topmost yogi. So the yoga makes the link with the Lord. The souls, the aim is soul is linked with the Supreme Soul. Anu Atma is linked with Vibhu Atma. And that connection is, that is yoga. So we have to do this successfully, this connection, this yoga. So when we are properly linked, connected, when we sleep, what happens? Short circuit. Yeah. (clears throat) So when there's a proper connection, proper wires also connecting powerhouse with the different things in the house, your house. Some wires are good conductors, some are bad conductors, right? Probably you're studying this, and then they select the wire or the metal as a good conductor of the electricity. So when we perform our yoga, bhakti yoga or japa yoga, then what is between us, the souls, and the Supreme Soul. What is in the middle that could cause the distraction, or could be the cause of bad, act like a bad conductor, a stumbling block? Yeah? The mind is... Yeah, then again... So it's good to identify what could be the possible bad conductor that could obstruct the flow, that eternality, that knowledge, that bliss from the Lord reaching us, the stumbling block. The whole Maya, Maya is there. Between us and Krishna is a Maya. And Maya is in the mind also. Maya is in the mind. Or Maya influences the mind. Trigunamayi Maya. And hence there's a statement that does say very conclusively that mana eva manushanam karanam bandha mokshayo. Mind is the principal cause of bandha mokshayo. Cause of bondage is mind. The same mind also could become the cause of our moksha, liberation. So this mind factor is a very major factor in our lives. In fact, we are governed by the mind. The mind's dictations, knowingly or unknowingly, we follow them all the time. So while chanting, okay, now we could say, while chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram
Ram, Hare Hare.
And we want to chant properly, we want to chant purely, we want to chant as yogis, we want to chant as yogastha kuru karmani. Situated in yoga, we want to chant Hare Krishna, or we say, we want to chant attentively, we want to chant with full attention, full concentration, we want to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then there's a full benefit of chanting, then we'll be happy. Happy, happy we shall be. When we learn this art and science, art and science of chanting, meaning also art and science of removing this or getting rid of this, the obstacle, stumbling block between us and the Lord, and that is mind. How to tackle, how to handle, how to get rid of this, the mind, stubborn mind or impure mind or contaminated mind. This is a very big topic. There's a regulator, right? Talking about the fan. There's a regulator, and you could regulate the amount of the flow of electricity reaching the fan, right? If regulator is on number 5, that means all the electricity coming from the powerhouse is fully connected. The whole flow becomes the cause of the fan is moving really fast. Then you bring it to the 4, then it's regulated, controlled. The regulator becomes a stumbling block. The powerhouse is there, all the current is available. But that regulator regulates and allows less flow. Fan flows or moves slower. And if you bring it down to 1, fan is still moving. But slowly, because you are allowing only little current to flow through. And if you switch it off on 0, then the fan stops, right? The powerhouse is there, the fan is there, but there's no flow because the full blockage, that regulator is fully blocking the current. So our goal, if this mind is a regulator, mind is a controller, mind is a stumbling block, Maya Mugdha, Maya Mugdha, Jiver Nahi Svataha Krishna Gyan. When the soul is fully mugdha,
fully baddha, bound. The zero knowledge of even God's existence, what to speak of God, full of or source of happiness and source of knowledge and source of everything. So when there's their mind fully governs, fully controls, becomes stumbling block, then there's a zero flow of that Krishna consciousness, or there's no link, we are disconnected. Krishna exists and we exist. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. We are in ignorance and then we think this is life, this is happiness, this is it. So so we have made good progress by God's grace. Lord has Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan, Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. Lord has made us Bhagyavan. We are fortunate, we are made fortunate. It's a good fortune. It's a God-given fortune. And as a result, we have come thus far. We have joined the voice. We have heard some voice. The voice of Lord has been whispered in our ears. Our Lord directed some of his devotee preachers, and Lord's order they have followed. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So some of those devotees, they came to your college or wherever you were, and they spoke something. They whispered that in your ears, or maybe they spoke in the microphone, and that voice, that sound reached you. And you became fortunate. You agreed, yes, yes. God exists, yes, yes. For the first time, yes, yes, Krishna exists. It's possible that he exists. He must be existing. Or if you say so, I have faith, yes. So that connection was made. There was a little spark in you. And someone came and spoke. Some whisper. And from that little spark, there was a little flame. And then some light from that flame. We could also say that. Tamasoma, Jyotirgamaya. Don't stay in darkness. Come to the light. Come to the light meaning what? Come to the Lord. Lord is light, they say. Lord is light, Lord is great, Lord is this. But ultimately, Lord is a personality. God is a personality, he's a person. And that person is great, and that person is truth also. They say God is truth. Yes, Krishna is truth. It's true that he exists. Sat, he exists. So God is truth. God is happiness. Anyway, that it's not an impersonal thing. A lot of times, God is great, God is truth, God is happiness, God is this, God is light. So, these are qualities of that personality of Godhead. Krishna exists. So someone came and he said something. He reminded you, in fact. He reminded you of some truth. God exists, or you are soul. You belong to the Lord. You are His. And you kind of agreed. And that, so that is good fortune. Lord made us fortunate by bringing someone to us and saying the right things at the right time, making rounds and rounds and rounds, making so many. Finally, that connection is made. And then you have also ended up hearing the voice. And you are staying here. Yeah, together with other birds. Birds of the same feather, they flock together. Some other birds, some other sincere practitioners of Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. Attempting to revive. Revive our dormant love, dormant knowledge for the Lord, of the Lord, about the Lord. And then we were told that chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. And be happy, or be Krishna conscious. Revive your lost relationship with the Lord through this chanting of Hare Krishna. This is all in all, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Then you're kind of convinced, or you developed some more faith, and you started chanting, and you are chanting. So this activity of chanting is a main act, it's a principal activity in the present day and age to revive or becoming yogis, bhakti yogis or japa yogis. We do this by doing our japa, doing our chanting. And if this is done properly, appropriately, perfectly, then we will achieve the perfection of yoga. Or achieve the goal of yoga, goal of chanting, that is. What is goal of chanting?
More chanting.
That's one response or reply. Any other goals? Huh? Chant for change. You have been chanting so many other things for change, you chant Hare Krishna for a change. Yes, what other goals? Achieve Krishna Prem is a goal of life. So achieve Krishna Prem. So when we achieve Krishna Prem, then what? Have we achieved the Lord also or only Krishna Prem? We have achieved both. Krishna Prem is Krishna. So not only we have achieved happiness and bye Lord. Achieved happiness now. You may go for I don't need you. We cannot separate the Lord from the joy or from Krishna Prem. So we'll be achieving Krishna. We'll achieve Krishna. Krishna will achieve. We'll meet Krishna, we'll see Krishna, we'll touch and smell Krishna. Then you could take a photograph of Krishna. Then make a video of Krishna. That's it. You should be understanding like that. Krishna. You would also exist, you would also continue to exist, and Lord also exists, and you'll shake hand with the Lord. Or Lord will give a deep embrace to you. Good that you have come back to me, I was missing you, my dear child, my dear son. We have those kind of relationships with the Lord. This is Krishna consciousness, in full Krishna consciousness. This is the understanding of Lord, ultimately. Lord is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Personality, Lord has a personality. And we, the souls, we have personality and we have relationship with the Lord. Eternal relationship. And again, so this relationship is revived, and this kind of realization of God realization, what? Discover yourself, well, that's the beginning. Discover yourself and also discover Him. Discover the Lord. It's part. These two discoveries go hand in hand. It is not just discover myself. Okay, I discovered myself. What good is that discovery? Well, that's incomplete discovery if we have not discovered the Lord. I discover, I know who I am. And I also know now who the Lord is. And I mean, this is all true, this is all future, this is all we want to realize. The soul should be realizing this. And this realization, that kind of realization is possible in this age of Kali by chanting holy names of the Lord. Harer Nama Iva Kevalam. And that chanting is should be done attentively. Chant attentively. By chanting the holy names with full attention. Or to chant, it is also an offense. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting the holy names of the Lord. Being inattentive while chanting the holy names of the Lord is an offense. And unless and until we chant free from offenses, offenselessly, we cannot achieve Krishna, that God realization, Krishna realization, Krishna prema. These things will not be achieved unless and until we chant attentively, with attention. And the difficulty, the reason we do not are not able always to chant attentively is the stumbling block is the mind. Mind is the stumbling block, obstacle. So, I was told, now I'm saying, that I should be talking of some art of removing this, how to remove this, the stumbling block in the form of mind, or how to avoid the distractions caused by the mind while chanting the holy names of the Lord. So we just mentioned the topic at the end of our presentation. The topic. So any questions I could just say? Or talking of this stumbling block. I mean, the mind has so many features and so many ways the mind acts, functions, and causes the stumbling blocks or inattention or distraction. And this is let it keep chanting. Keep chanting is for those who wish to chant. Those who want to chant, for them, it should be understanding of what are the obstacles, what are the stumbling blocks, how does mind distract me, us, me, while chanting. This is a concern for those who are what? Those who wish to chant, those who want to chant, those who are convinced that they should be chanting. Those who do not chant, those who do not want to chant, for them, no problem, right? So also, yeah, well, yeah. The will, the desire to chant should be first of all established, convinced about chanting. That will to chant, I will chant, I like to chant, I want to chant, I must chant. That will, the will is strong, the will is strong. Then what happens? They say, as where there is will, there is what? There's a way. There's a will, there is a way. So we have to make sure our will is, we have a strong will. Will, we are willing. We are willing to chant. We are willing to chant. And then the question would be, okay, I want to chant. I wonder, you really want to chant. But then this happens. But then that happens. Allah. So all day, or yesterday, okay, I'll say it differently. I know you have a question. Okay, good. Also, yesterday in the temple we were talking, and we mentioned one thing that Prabhupada said, you know. After all, what do you want? You have come all the way to the West. What are you expecting? What do you want? And one time Prabhupada said that I want to see the change, chant for change. The way people think. The way people think, I want to see that changed. I want to see people thinking differently. So in order to achieve that Krishna consciousness, we'll have to, the way we think has to be changed. And I said this because what is the function of mind? What does mind do? Mind thinks, thinking. And as this thinking goes on, what happens? There's a feeling. With that thinking comes feeling. From thinking comes feeling. You look at something, or you may smell something, or these activities. And then then you think, and then that thinking causes some feeling, and from that feeling comes the will. And then when that will is strong, you must have it. You will go for it. Ena kena prakarena, somehow, this way or that way. So this is what Krishna also says, dhyayato vishayan pumsam. As one contemplates on objects of senses, then mind immediately thinks. We saw this, we saw that, we saw or smelling or hearing or touching or senses. Dhyayato vishayan pumsam. Then what happens? Sangasteshu bhajayate. One develops attachment. Thinking, some feeling is there. And then strong feeling. Sangasteshu bhajayate. Then sangha sanjayate kamaha. Then the calm develops. The lust. Lusty. Running after this object or that object or that aim or goal of life or aspiring to become this or that. All this comes from. So this all mind is functioning. Dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangasti shubhajayate sangha sanjayate kamaha. And when there's some stumbling block in, we are not able to achieve the desired object, then krodha, we become angry. Krodha bhavati sammoha. From that anger, one becomes even more illusioned, and he may end up doing something horrible. Then smriti vibhrama, then your brain doesn't function anymore. The sad vivek is not, the power of discrimination is lost. Smriti bhranshat buddhinasho, you lose your intelligence. Buddhinashat pranashyati. And when intelligence is lost, pranashyati, he is lost, he is finished. Goes all the way down to the hellish conditions, and suffering is awaiting. So the whole thing starts with the way people think. So Prabhupada said, the Krishna consciousness is that. Think differently. And the goal or always think of Krishna. Always think of Krishna. And never forget Krishna. This is all thinking. This is mind. Thinking, feeling, willing. So if we think about Krishna, think about who we are, think about Krishna, think about our connection with Krishna, think about what the goal of life, after all, what is the goal? What all this run around for? What? So if the right thoughts are there, and who thinks? Who is thinking? Mind thinks, okay. On behalf of soul, mind thinks. So mind could think in two ways. Mind could think in two ways. So anyway, this is a, you could also read the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I strongly recommend. So we need to know the mind. We need to know. We should be studying mind. We should know mind. How it acts. How it could trick. How mind could be friend. How mind could be enemy. Uddharet. Uddharet atmano atmanam. Natmanam avasadayet. Krishna's advice. Uddharet. Pull it up. Uddharet atmano atmanam. Atmano atmanam. Two atmas, two self. One self here is intelligence. With the help of intelligence, you pick up the mind. Mind is also self, intelligence also self, soul is also self, the body is also self, soul, atma, part of atma. These are all different cells. Cells are there. So atmano atmanam. Uddharet atmano atmanam. Atmako means to mind. Atmanaha. By intelligence you pick up the, lift the mind. Lift the mind. So intelligence functioning, mind functioning properly. Atmaiva atmana bandhu atmaiva ripuratmana. So atma here is mind. Atmaiva atmana bandhu. So mind could be friend of the soul, could act like a friend of the soul, atmaiva ripuratmana. Or mind could also act like enemy. And then, what is that? Vinashakale, viparita buddhi. So mind, intelligence together, thinking. Vinashkal, when there's a, your cause of your destruction, or vinash, or fall down, gliding down to the lower levels. Vinashakale viparita buddhi. My mind is acting like an enemy. So the Lord says, make that mind your friend. I think I'm just also giving a little answer on how to make this mind, how to control the mind, how to know the mind, first of all, know the mind, and then knowing mind is how mind acts. Mind could act this way, that way, in a friendly manner, inimical ways. Yeah, so if we know the mind, we know how our mind functions, then we'll have better control over such mind, right? We'll be able to control this mind. Yeah, is questions coming? Oh, you're supposed to be writing there, everyone is writing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
So, make your mind your friend, friendly. Pray to the mind. Bhaja Bhure Mana, you pray to the mind. Oh dear mind, please, oh mind, please, Vajahure Mana. Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Oh mind, think of Lord, Lord's lotus feet, think of serving the Lord. Oh mind, please take shelter of the Lord. Oh, even take shelter of devotees of the Lord, and then they will bring us to the shelter of Krishna. If the mind is not hearing the prayers, you could beat the minds also. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur formula, beat the mind. Who beats who? Intelligence beats the mind. With buddhi, which is superior, indriya bhyaparam manaha. This hierarchy also you have to know. Above the senses is mind, above the mind is intelligence. And superior to the intelligence also is self, soul. This is in the third chapter of Krishna. There's so much to know, there's so much to know. But everyone is just doing this study of chemicals and the matter. Is there yet another science, superior science, science of soul, science of supreme soul, even science of mind. These are very subtle, sukshma, and superior sciences. And those who know this, they are scientists also. Srila Prabhupada was a scientist. He knew the science. So while chanting, we just don't just sit there, but it's a, we have to be alive and active, using the intelligence also. We have to watch the mind. Watch the mind. Where is my mind now? Where is my mind? Is it here? Is mind hearing now? Mind is... See, mind goes away, then Krishna's advice is yato yato nischalati chanchalam mana asthiram. Wherever mind goes, from there, tataha tataha, from there you drag it back and again employ, engage in hearing the holy name of the Lord. So you have to be very alert, while chanting, very alert, very wakeful, all the faculties functioning. Cannot be done in sleepy state, and that's the end of your attentive chanting. You're absorbing darkness. It means your brain is not working. You haven't even taken note that you are sleeping, you are not chanting. Even that much discrimination. Am I chanting or sleeping? Who will tell? Whose function is it? Is I'm doing this or that? Yeah. Am I chanting? Am I chanting and hearing, or am I sleeping now? Who would? Intelligence. So if we cannot even have this basic discrimination, am I hearing or sleeping? Am I chanting or sleeping? Okay, I'm not sleeping, but I'm chanting, but where is my mind now? So Uddharet Atmano Atmanam. So this science is there, this technique is there, this advice is there. Use your intelligence, and drag the mind. It goes here, there, and this is to be practiced, this is to be practiced. Achanchalam hi manaha Krishna, and mind is causing distraction, mind is running hither, thither, as they say. When Arjun complained, Krishna said, I agree with you. Mind is like that. I am the maker of the mind. I made the mind, don't tell me. Mind is chanchal and mind is flickering. Of course, I made the mind. And then Lord's advice was that Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. Two things he has said. By abhyas, by practice. You have to change the habit of the mind. Change the habits of the mind. And eventually change the character of the mind. And when you do the same thing over again and again and again, it becomes habit. And later on it is called character also. And mind could be changed. Mind doesn't have its own fixed philosophy, or mind can change. That's a good news, huh? Mind can change. Mind could be changed. So abhyasena, by practice. So every time we sit down for chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is time for practice. This is a time for mind control. This is a time for using your intelligence, sharp intelligence. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Lord will give the intelligence. If you pray, if you're sincere, you'll pray. Lord will give the intelligence. So that God-given intelligence. Or could also, devotees could give you intelligence, share their realizations. They could give some intelligent ideas. And you gather those, capture, you make those ideas your property, and let your brain intelligence function accordingly. Those tips, directions you're getting from others, other chanters or shastras are also giving tips, directions, guidance, how to. So this chanting activity is the job of a highly intelligent person could chant. Not a lazy or less intelligent could chant. No. This chanting is you have to be engineering student, you have to be intelligent, right? Or astronomer, they are intelligent. All these different activities, you have to be intelligent, they say. And for chanting of Hare Krishna, this is not a job of less intelligent or dull-headed. The most intelligent person could chant. Very, very intelligent. Highly sharp intelligence. Kushagra buddhi. person could chant Hare Krishna. It's not an ordinary thing that anybody and everybody here. Of course, in the, you know, people of Asia of Kali could chant, but they have to be intelligent in order to chant properly, in order to chant it attentively. You have to be very, very intelligent. And prove that you are intelligent. Want to see that you are intelligent. How would you prove? If you are able to chant, if you are chanting attentively, then you are intelligent. You must be intelligent. Area ga baale, ek kaam no hai, area ga baale ache, to kaam ane, paise zati che, genuine, sincere, intelligent, focused. Focused chanting. Even Dronacharya was teaching archery, dhanurvidya, to his disciples, Pandavas and some Kauravas. So one by one they were coming with their bows and arrows. And there was a target was, they had, that's what we hear, some bird, a dead bird, hanging from a branch of a tree. And they had to do shoot the eye of that bird. Sounds a little violent thing to do. Anyway, the Kshatriyas, they practice their dhanurvidya on different animals, different birds. So when they were coming forward and taking aim at the target, well, they were asked to do so. Are you ready? Are you ready to shoot? Dronacharya was asking. Okay, what are you seeing? Because I am seeing the sky, blue sky, and there's a big forest. As he started describing this, Dronacharya said, get lost. Next. What are you seeing? Okay, I'm seeing so many trees. Okay, next. What are you seeing? I'm seeing one big tree. He was not saying that I'm seeing the sky and the forest. Okay, not sky, but only forest. Another person, I'm seeing a tree. Okay, get out. The next person, what are you seeing? Oh, I'm seeing a big branch of a tree. And then the bird also hanging there. Out. Next person, what are you seeing? I'm seeing a bird hanging from a branch of a tree. Next. The final person, okay, what are you seeing? Are you seeing the sky? No. Seeing the forest? No. Seeing the tree? No. Seeing the branch? Of course not. Seeing the bird? No. What are you seeing? I'm seeing the eye of the bird. Next, okay. Go. Go for it. And then he shot his arrow and that hit the target. So with the use of intelligence, we have to make sure the power of discrimination, which is function of the intelligence, but a focus on hearing the holy name of the Lord, and then thinking about the Lord. You will be reminded of glories of the Lord as you chant the holy name of the Lord. That holy name will reveal these spiritual thoughts, or this Krishna, the form, qualities, activities. How to develop our intensity, willingness for chanting? There's a counter question, it's an easy question. I said, you should have a will, and the question of how to be. Okay, I agree. I'm willing to chant, but how to get that will? Or how to the intensity of chanting? Could be answered in different ways. If we also have heard the glories of Krishna, glories of the holy name, such a wonderful Krishna, a wonderful holy name of the Lord. By hearing this, or applying the same principle, dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangaste shubhajayate sangha sanjayate kamaha. So by contemplating on the holy name of the Lord, that's a topic. By contemplating on the holy name of the Lord, and by hearing about the Lord, hearing glories and the glories of the holy name of the Lord, what happens as one contemplates on objects of the senses, we focus our mind on those objects, what happens? One develops attachment. One develops attachment. And then every time we hear more. We hear about some advertisement, radio we heard, and then on television is also saying the same thing. As we're going around, the hoardings are there, or even it has become talk of the town, friends are talking of the same thing, so every time we bump into this, we are hearing, we are thinking, and each time what happens? Each time, your intensity, your greed intensifies. Your will becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. That must be Maybe someone heard the glories of Limca, the Italian formula, Italian. Coca-Cola is American, Italian drink is Limca. So by hearing the glories of Limca from so many sources, must be that is what happened. So one young man in Bombay we saw, he was opening his, he tore open his heart, the photograph, not a, and so we looked up, we were traveling, going downtown, or we were saying we were going to, from Juhu temple, we were going to Girgaon Chowpatty temple, and we saw this big hoarding, and the young man was hoarding a billboard, advertisement. So young Bombay man was showing his heart opened, and when we looked at it, there was a Limca bottle. So how did Limca bottle get into his heart? So dear. And by hearing, maybe a little bit of testing also, more testing. He tested that. And then, Prabhupada also said, I think that's also answer in this connection. Yeah, Prabhupada is like a drunkard, one who drinks. Person doesn't become drunkard just overnight. He drinks a little, next time he drinks a little more. And he was just drinking once a week and once a day and then every hour. Then this drink and that drink and this. And in due course of time, what happens? In the beginning, we're just sampling, trying. Let me try this out, let me try that out. He ends up becoming drunkard. So in fact, someone asked this question. So how do we become attached, addiction? How do we become addicted to the chanting? Addiction, you understand? Addiction. Addicted. I must have it. I cannot survive. I cannot exist without this addiction. The Prabhupada was explaining the way they become addicted by doing it over again and again and trying, sampling, testing. So, same thing. We want to intensify our willingness to chant. We want to become attached to the chanting. This is also possible, or only possible by chanting. And also the holy name is sweet. Holy name is Krishna. So by each time chanting, there is some revival of Krishna consciousness. By that linking our Krishna consciousness is revived. And then it is becoming our first-hand experience. In the beginning we had heard the holy name is very sweet, attractive, this, that. But as we chant, we should be experiencing, yes, this is really sweet, that's nice, that's so sweet. Oh, I must chant. So by practicing, by hearing more glories of the product, more glories of the holy name of that product, here is Krishna, hearing more glories of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna is the only way to become
develop intensity or even willingness to chant? That's your question? Whose question was this? You forgot? Oh. It's okay. Sounds like a similar handwriting. Now I know. How one can overcome sleep during japa. Sleep while sleeping. Sleep while sleeping at night. And chant while chanting during the day or during the morning. Don't mix. Like drinking and driving cannot be mixed. Somehow they say it. These fellows, they don't say don't drink. They should have said that. Don't drink. Full stop. But they just say don't mix drinking with driving. You may drink. Drink at home, and then when nasha utar jayegi, then you drive. So you could sleep to your heart's content at night time. Not heart's content. Sufficient sleep. And then in the morning you chant. So that could be a reason, could be possible reason for sleeping during chanting. You did not sleep enough or properly at night time, so try to do that early to bed, then early to rise. Makes one healthy, wealthy, wise. You could get up, if you are feeling sleepy, that is mode of ignorance is active. If you get up, then there is passion. Because if you are sitting down and chanting properly, that is goodness in fact. The good thing is to sit down in a proper asana. That's a good thing to do in the mode of goodness. But if ignorance has taken over, influencing you, and your brain doesn't function, so your power of discrimination is not there, then you could wake up, I could get up and do a little. They go around to see, make some rounds, or pacing. So that's one way. Then you could sit down again and chant. So like that, you could. Sometimes they sit in a circle for japa circle. So your friend in need is friend indeed. Someone has to wake you up, so next door friend, you could do a pinching. You could tell him, I don't mind. It would be great help, Prabhu, if you could wake me up while I'm sleeping. So you could take some friendly
gesture or help of your neighbor who is chanting next to you. You may use water. If you apply water here, or face in general or here, then that could freshen you up. So these are some tips. Maybe you're lacking the will is not strong. I must chant, I have to chant. Just chant the name of the Lord. Then, as we said, then where there's will, there's way. You will find the ways and means. If your will to chant is strong, well, whether I'm chanting or sleeping, it doesn't matter. No big deal, as they say. What's the big deal? I'll see. Whatever happens. If I chant, that's fine. If I don't chant, that doesn't matter. If that's the attitude, then also you will not find the ways and means to stay awake during chanting. That will to chant. I must chant. I have to chant. To find Krishna, this is very, you have to pay some price. And that price is sacrifice your sleep. Alright. Then yesterday's class, someone is asked, Maharaj described about different qualities of devotees. But just to cultivate one quality, say being equipped in all circumstances, it may take lifetimes. Is there any way to where any shortcut for this? Yeah, well, it could take to develop, cultivate Krishna consciousness or develop Krishna conscious qualities. Yeah, may take many lifetimes, as the question is raised. Or it may take forever. It may even never happen. Many lifetimes, that is good. Even if it happens in many, many lifetimes. So you will achieve Krishna consciousness in 10,000 lifetimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that to one of his devotees. And when he heard this, he started jumping. Hey, I will be Krishna conscious. In 10,000 lifetimes, I'm going to be Krishna conscious. He became jubilant to know, at least I will be Krishna conscious. So, at least the curse wasn't, you will never become Krishna conscious. At least many lifetimes, I will become Krishna conscious. So it may never happen, it may take many lifetimes, but it could also happen instantly. Or it could happen within this lifetime, also is possible. Mamekam Sharanam Braj. Prabhupada makes comment there in that purport. Yeah, it may happen right on the spot. Or it may take many, many lifetimes. So again, that intensity that we heard talked about in a previous question answer, intensity. There's intensity. I cannot tolerate. Okay, Prabhupada said also that within this lifetime, you make a goal of becoming Krishna conscious within this lifetime. So he gave us, okay, not on the spot, not instant coffee like, instant. Okay, your lifetime, your one lifetime. So we could make a goal like that within this lifetime. We cannot wait. Krishna is
Adevame Vishatu Manasa Rajahansa Prana Prayana Samaye Gahvata Pittai Kanthava Rodhana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste. Kulashekhar from South India, Sri Rangam also. He was praying like this. My dear Lord, Adya means today. Adevame Vishatu Manasa Rajahansa. Today is a good day. Today is the right day. Adeva me vishatu manasa rajahansa. Let my mind today enter into prana. Adeva manasa rajahansa. Krishna tvadiya pada samayana. Krishna tvadiya pada pankaj. Your feet is lotus-like. Your lotus feet. Your feet is lotus-like and my mind is a swan-like. So let my mind, swan-like mind, enter your lotus-like feet. Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam. When this should happen? Adev. Let this happen today. Why today? Let this happen? What? Now. Kal kare so? Aaj karo. Aaj kare so? Ab. So, Krishna consciousness cannot wait. Yesterday also, talking of yesterday, we were also talking. Abhay Babu or Abhay Dev was saying, we have to make our country independent first. This is a priority. And Bhakti Siddhanta said, no, something else is a priority. Becoming Krishna conscious and making others Krishna conscious, practice and propagation of Krishna consciousness is priority. And cannot wait, cannot be postponed till sometime in the future. So it's urgent business. So this should get priority. Prioritizing things. And you have to do so many things, this, that, bunch of things, so many things to be done. And so it's a part of the management. proper management. The first task is priority, prioritize. Of all these different items to be done, which one should I do first? What should be the next? And what should be the next? And what should be the... What should be done today? What should be done next week? Next year? Next lifetime? So, Hari Hari. The so sincere seekers of truth. So whether we are sincere seekers of the truth, then we'll give priority to seek that truth, to find that truth. The Bible says you seek and you will find. You seek means looking for, seeking. Seek and you will find. So if you are not seeking, you will not find. But if you are sincere about finding, then we'll find your priority and which we'll find earlier, faster, within this lifetime. Yeah? Is there any shortcut? The way we think, the values, different values, is Krishna valuable? Is this someone we should, or is he most valuable that I should concentrate upon achieving him, realizing him? You know, this is, yeah, these routine businesses goes on, it's going on, in fact. And then we always think of, when Prahlad's friends were saying, this is too early, it's too early. We'll take this up. And we are old, we'll take up this chanting and Hare Krishna. We'll do other things first. So you care, you give value, importance to other things first. It's more important. This can be possible, this can be done later. So this is not the right thought. And I realize, we haven't realized the value of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. When we are young, youths, Akbar Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaram acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatani. Kaumaram, yavanam, jara. Three life stages. The boyhood, youthhood, and old age. And Prahlad Maharaj's proposal was Kaumaram acharit pragyo. Friends, this is the time. So if we start early, then that gives you more time to practice. But if we postpone, I will do this in my old age. But what if you die young? You may not even see the old age. Right? So many are living their bodies and in their youth. When we chant in the association, then we are protected. Okay? But when we are out alone, how can we be protected from the distractions? That time, Hare Krishna doesn't come in the mind. Well, the best thing or the ideal thing to do is always be in company of a devotee or a practitioner. Srila Prabhupada used to send us to, in Bombay, Mumbai, we'll go out preaching, life and mercy preaching, but he would always recommend it, go in a pair, go together. Never go alone. So that's the, we should strive for such goal of having always a company of a devotee. But if that is not the case, then that's a testing time for you. You would but you should not be going totally blank, as that time Krishna doesn't come in the mind when you are alone. So whatever Krishna consciousness you have practiced in association of devotees, so you have realized Krishna, acquired Krishna, your thought process has changed. So that kind of person, you are out there, you are alone maybe, so you should not go total blank. You should be able to, you have Krishna within you. Or you have reached some certain height and of level of Krishna consciousness, evolved in Krishna consciousness. So use that strength to survive. Survival of the fittest, they say. So if you are lonely somehow on your own, then you become fit, and then go out. If you charge your batteries in association of devotees, you're there every morning, many months, weeks, months, years. You have been chanting, you had association, you're chanting, you're hearing, you're practicing. So that will come handy, that will come useful when you are out there. So practicing Krishna consciousness in association of devotees should be preparing you for those times, some occasional times, or eventually or occasionally, sometimes you are on your own. You are preparing. When you are together, you are preparing. I may be in this situation, that situation, on my own. So I am preparing. I'm preparing. Like when there is a they call them some plague sometimes, or epidemic they call. So many people are sick by this and that. That their sickness is contagious, sansarga, sankraman. It spreads from anyone coming in contact with that person will also will become diseased, will become influenced. So then doctors go there to cure those patients. But how do they go? They do inoculation. They do some, take already injection. Then they are prepared. It's also called proactivity. There's a reactivity, proactivity. Oh, I did not know this will happen to me. I'll get sick or I'll be in the middle of this kind of maya. I did not know. So that, and then once you are caught up in such situation, then you have woken up, and then you are trying to do something, and that may work or may not work out. So that is reactive, that's a reaction, a reactivity. There's a proactivity, means I prepare in advance. So I prepare in advance while I am in presence of devotees. I inject myself with the holy name, which is also called Aushadhi, Maha Aushadhi. So if we have done that in advance, then you should be able to face some situations. You should be able to protect yourself, control yourself. Does that make sense? Remember that association, remember some instructions. Be careful, do this, do that, you're already told. One devotee from our base, he had to go visit his family, but then, of course, we did not allow him to go alone. We sent one devotee with him. Then he was okay, but then he had gone earlier on his own, and then he was not really prepared. He was a very new person. He had not practiced Krishna consciousness in association of devotees, not for very long. And he went and he was caught, surrounded by family members, and he could not come out. He stayed there for months, and we had to do many things to get him out of there. But then practicing for longer time, then his family members wanted him to visit again, and this time we sent someone with him also. So then he had practiced for longer, he was stronger, and then also he had a devotee with him, so he was able to manage. survival of the fittest. Make yourself fit to survive under all circumstances, in fact. With your utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya, Another question. Soul is not having energy. I don't know. May have some energy. But why it has big desires? And the desires the soul is a person. Soul is a person. A living person. And, to have desires, this is a symptom of the soul. He is a soul. This is a... And the proof is he has desires. He must be soul. He has desires. We cannot be, our soul cannot be desireless. There's nothing like a desirelessness. Desires must be there. So only difference is the kind of desire. He desires Krishna, that is also desire, right? And he desires Maya, that is also desire. But as we said earlier, this mind is also part of the soul or self. Yashatma buddhi kuna petri dhatuke. Then we end up thinking that our body is the self, our mind is the self. And all the conditioned souls are functioning on that level. Origin of their desire is, there's a connection, but these are kind of originating from the mind, thinking, feeling, acceptance, rejection, sankalp, vikalp, this is all coming in the mind. Sankalp, vikalp. I want this. No, I don't want this. This desire, that desire. This has origin in mind. The mind is a reservoir of desires. The ideas are coming from mind. And we identify ourselves with the body and the mind, and then we say, this is my desire. And then we try to fulfill those desires
But in this thought, the soul is not included, soul is not considered. But what is soul's factual, genuine desire or the need? This is not taken into consideration. So desires coming from the mind and the senses and that, the ayatal vishayan pamsam, contemplated on objects of senses, and then desires develop, and person tries to fulfill those desires, and the material life goes on like that, life after life after life after life, all those desires in the mind, vasanas in mind. We perform some activity, what stays behind is a vasana, some impressions on the mind, some desires in the seed form. And then person is busy fulfilling those desires, life after life after life. But those are desires of the mind, the senses, and the body. The soul is not in the picture. Because his misidentification with the body and mind as the self, eshatma buddhi kuna paitri dhatuke, he's misled, he's bewildered, he's illusioned, thinking I'm the body, I'm the mind, even I'm intellectual, this is my intelligence and intelligent ideas. And so this is a very superficial level he's acting and trying to fulfill those desires. But our real self, soul, is not satisfied even after fulfilling all those desires. Soul could be only satisfied by, again, dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangaste chupajayate sangha. When the soul makes Krishna the object of his senses, his contemplation, dhyan, meditation, dhyanavastita tadagatena manasa pashyanti yam yogino, yogi is meditating, devotee, bhakti yogi is also meditating, thinking, contemplating on Lord's beauty, Lord's this, Lord's activities, Lord's this, Lord's that. And then, he develops praying for the Lord. From the mind, desires coming from the mind and the body senses, they are termed or branded as kama or lust. And when the soul is contemplating, soul is thinking, meditating upon the Lord, then he becomes attached to the Lord and he develops prema for the Lord, love for the Lord. And then the soul's pure desires are fulfilled. And soul as a person, our real self, has a desires, original pure desires. Then he is satisfied. As the fish is satisfied, only when fish is in the water, the soul is desired, soul is satisfied
our soul's pure desires are satisfied in relationship with Krishna directly, not in connection with Maya, which is external energy of the Lord, external manifestation of the Lord, or bhinna prakriti, separated from the Lord. But there's a whole energy also, spiritual energy of the Lord, spiritual personality, of course, of the Lord. When soul is linked to yoga, and thinking, serving, then all his desires are fulfilled. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadishakamaye, Mama Janmani, Janmani, Shvare, Bhavatad, Bhakti, Rahai, Tuki, Tvai. So desire for wealth and Dhanam, Janam, Sundarim, beautiful woman, this and a lot of things. The world is after that, trying to fulfill desires. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So Kam is there, the desires are there. So in order to fulfill desires, then you need what do you need? Dharma, artha. Artha, you need artha. You need economic development. The whole India, the world is busy with economic development on independence of India a few days ago. The Prime Minister's whole focus is on economic development. Economic development. Artha. So artha, when artha is there, we'll fulfill desires, the calm, kamnas would be satisfied, this is the idea. But this is just satisfying body, mind, senses. Our soul is aloof, soul is not involved, not in the picture. So these are the mind's desires of the body, desires of senses. These are considered myself and my desires. The person is busy. But person, when he becomes enlightened, wakes up, he discovers his self, discover yourself. And then he knows, I am a soul and soul has desires, and let me fulfill desires of the soul. And then Atmaram Ashyamanayo, he becomes Atmaram. Na sochati na kangshati samaha sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. When the soul is busy serving Krishna, performing bhakti yoga, then na sochati na kankshati, is free from this lamentation and hankering, because his soul is satisfied. Soul's all desires are satisfied. What is that? Atmaram? What is that word? No, not that. The other one. Na sochati na kankshati, there's a... Yeah, okay. He has become prasannatma. He has become brahma-bhut, matlab he has become Krishna-conscious. And as his Krishna-conscious, his prasannatma. His atma is prasanna. Prasannatma. Prasannatma. Satisfied atma. His desires, soul's desires fulfilled. So he is settled now, he's happy. The soul is a person, soul has desires, soul has spiritual mind, a friendly mind, and desires could be fulfilled. Okay, any other questions if you have? These are all the now it's time for prasad. When is prasad? Where is prasad? That could be the only question now. The desire for prasad. Prasad is also a food for soul. Food for soul. But when you eat other food, muttonam, chikanam, soul is not satisfied. Soul's desires are not satisfied. But honoring prasadam, soul is satisfied. Soul becomes peaceful. Enjoys, expresses joy. Jai Ho, Jai Gaur Premanande Hari.